SBS Radio.
The North and South Korean leaders have shaken hands and posed for the cameras on the demarcation line separating the two countries that are still technically at war. A South Korean honour guard then played traditional music as the leaders proceeded down the red carpet. Ahead of their private meeting, North Korea's Kim Jong-un said he was looking for what he called a good result.
With this belt, I will have a good talks and I will have necessary talks. And I want to say that I will have a good result. From this meeting.
Mr. Kim has told his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, that he came to the summit to end the history of conflict. He joked about disturbing Mr. Moon's sleep with his late-night missile tests. A spokesman for the South Korean president says peace was the focus of the discussions.
And Mr. Kim said, I came here to end the hostilities and the conflict. That's why I came here. And we're hoping for, and I'm positive that we'll have a better future for Korea. And as far as the issues and the problem on the Korean Peninsula, we are the owners and we are responsible to resolve the issues and let the surrounding countries to follow to help us.
In a book to record his entry into the South, Mr. Kim wrote, "A new history starts now, an age of peace from the starting point of history." They're sentiments the United States wants to hear as it leads the push to encourage North Korea to denuclearize. The US hopes the summit can lead towards an end to decades of tensions as it prepares for a face-to-face meeting between President Donald Trump and Mr. Kim by June. Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the summit is an opportunity for North Korea to demonstrate whether it will follow through on its promises to denuclearise.
It is the first time in 65 years that a leader from North Korea has crossed the border into South Korea, and it is the first time in over 10 years that the leaders of North and South Korea have met. We see this as an opportunity for North Korea to demonstrate verifiable steps that it will take to denuclearize, not only stop its illegal nuclear weapons and ballistic missile testing, but also to denuclearize.
Just days before the summit, Mr. Kim said North Korea would suspend nuclear and long-range missile tests and dismantle its only known nuclear test site. Ms. Bishop says North Korea has a history of breaking promises, so the summit should be seen only as a significant first step.
For a North Korean leader to cross the border into the southern side of the demilitarized zone is quite some progress, but we will see how the discussion progresses and whether there are any particular outcomes. I have been assured by South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang that we will receive a briefing on the meeting next week.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.